Good afternoon and aloha from Hawaii. My name is Jürgen Steinmetz. We're continue to celebrate our grand opening month for World Tourism Network. And today we're not going to go very far because we're going to stay right here on our beautiful islands here in Hawaii. And you will, we have a very special guest in regards to renewable energy and other issues. She is originally from Iran, lived in Germany for many years. And I don't know, it has been in Hawaii, I think also for 20 some years here locally. And before I mispronounce your name, maybe you can introduce yourself. Welcome to our show.
Yeah, aloha everyone, aloha from Honolulu, and thank you for the opportunity to be a part of this very global event. My name is Gisu Rosala, and as Jürgen started, yeah, just a brief background for myself is I was born in Iran, Tehran, and moved to Germany in my early teen years. So finished school and college for structural engineering in Germany and work in Frankfurt area. Moved to Honolulu in 2008 and started later my consulting business for sustainable facility operation and energy efficiency. Since then, I'm helping commercial and residential clients to improve their operation and educate their employees for how everyone can do their share to save energy, adding sustainability for leadership later for members that was a result of my consulting where you work directly with decision makers, and I think everybody can benefit from that. So you can see here the page of the website that I launched based on my experience for living and working in several countries and how to address operation, efficiency, and sustainability for each region and location that can be very different by resources and cultures with different impact of human behavior and understanding. You will see the four categories that I will just present within this presentation with the topics as energy saving that will show the direct impact for building operations. Travel impact is mostly about fuel and transportation information and the projection. Sustainable leadership is where we all, as I'm assuming all of us are kind of in a leadership position to improve towards business understanding and decision-making for sustainable policies and regulations. And the local global understanding to improve equality and human rights. So for energy saving measures, you can see a brief introduction. This is what I listed on the slide that you can see for work areas within a building. It can be as easy as switching to more efficient light bulbs, to replacing heating, cooling equipment that is right now with COVID-19, a major focus point for building improvements. We can also address water and sewer with plumbing in order to be more water efficient and saving fresh water that is very precious in so many areas as we travel around the world.
Yes, sir, if I just may interrupt just one second. I'm not sure if you're trying to show a slide or something, you're talking about it, or if this is later, but
it will come. Yes.
Okay, perfect. Yes. Okay, I just want to make sure we don't lose anything. Go ahead.
Yeah. No, that is basically in regard to the slide that is shown that I'm telling what you can do for facility operations. Yeah. And then okay. We will see the global transportation as you see. And that will give maybe a better picture of the transportation energy resources for the global usage that will still remain, as we can see the projection by 2040, in the hand of fossil fuel, yeah. So with all the renewable efforts that everybody is putting in there, the direction is the right one, is a very slow move, which for tourism industry can bring two different topics, that is rise and fall of sea levels, and I can show you slides in this regard, and greenhouse gas emissions. For the sea level, as you can see, this is a map. The yellow and green arrows are showing areas that will face a rise in sea levels, and blue and purple are indicating falling sea level areas. So either way, a different impact on depending on your location and how you want to really look into as we are rebuilding and rethinking how you want to address this upcoming areas that will need to be addressed. For greenhouse gas emission, if you look at this information, that is basically telling us that the greenhouse gas emission is 65% still with carbon dioxide from fossil fuel. And even when we look at biomass, that is sometimes considered as renewable energy, which still has an emission of 16%, including then in other areas with fertilizer and agricultural equipment that are contributing to greenhouse gas emissions. This is which will have then global warming that has the impact of tourism in general for areas that are set like having a beach or buildings and facilities that will have an impact on water levels. So what we can do for the sustainable leadership is just being good leaders. That is, I think, the most important part for leadership, to look into developing a bigger picture, understanding the several issues to be addressed at the same time, and rebuilding, as I mentioned before, that includes rethinking for more sustainable solutions. And what I can really urge everyone is just as we renewable energy is in discussion for so many people and is projected to be for the future, what we need to understand is to just do not replace the energy resources without addressing changes in management and behavior to really save energy first before we look into anything else. So it, regardless of energy source that we are using, we cannot maintain the energy equality if we don't address energy saving. And I think that is really important for leaders to understand, yeah, and act towards it. So for other, I mean, we are also involved in technology, but I think it is also important to really know and understand that. Sorry, I have to bring back the previous slide. You have to understand also the human behavior and using our leadership into developing empathy and multilateral relationships for respecting cultures and history for the regions, and also using more EI instead of AI, which is emotional intelligence, just to address people's needs really, and as leaders remain close to the needs and understanding of people. So I just have from, this is also from my website, it's just a simple picture and how to fair give and take will impact health and equality for of people as a concept for contributing to the life improvements for everyone. If it's workers in every area, we all are energy consumers, yeah. So we can look into being more what we use a lot in energy engineering sector is being more energy citizens, yeah, around the world. So for local solutions, what we can do, I mean, for tourism industry, it's really a lot of locations. Tourism is a major income. So I think this industry can really use a voice, support the communities in being more educated for staff and for energy saving, for the impact on government, for decision-making regulations and policies and on community levels, which will then, of course, bring improvements in worker status, value and investment for fair competitive business, affordable standards for community members, and in general, raising awareness to promote better life and energy accessibility for everyone. The UN as a world organization has, as you can see from a quote that I have here, we already should have probably included in our tasks to work towards human rights and its global improvements to respect diversity and work as teams towards meaningful changes. It can be short-term, long-term. All of it is also a part of building resiliency in communities where we can then, from the communities, address the global needs in a different way, really based on the need of each location. And the part also that we can do is coming up with plans, how we can address energy saving. I am also showing some slides from UN because this is a global effort we have to put in.
If we don't see any slides though, I just want to make sure you're not trying to show slides. We only see you.
Oh, really?
Yes, I just wanted to make sure.
Oh my goodness, that is why I thought if we share a screen, you can
see. Yeah, if you click on, and you need to click on share screen on this line underneath.
It is on.
Yes, but you you haven't.
Can you see that now?
Oh, no, now we can see it, yes.
Okay,
no problem. Just wanted to make sure.
I'm so sorry. Yeah.
No, not a problem, not a problem. I just wanted to make sure.
Yeah, so just catching up on what we can do. Yes, some ideas from UN, but this is really only ideas. You can develop your own operation and examples and how you want to address what we can do everybody for their fair share. Is basically they have a 4-level program. Yeah. So understanding that change starts with us and we are all a part of the solution. The level one is what you can do from your couch. Yeah, turn off your TV if you're not watching, really. So use less energy by using power strips that you can plug in several devices and appliances, and then you can easily turn off, switch off the power strip. What you can do at your home that can be taking shorter showers, using timer on your water heater. For level three, that is done in your neighborhood, we can support local farmers. That is very strong and very welcoming here in the Hawaiian Islands. Yeah, you can ride a bike or use public transportation, take your reusable bag or container for grocery shopping. And level four is what we can do at work. Definitely, you can take your healthy lunch. You can discuss with your staff, your coworkers, what you are doing, encourage them to come up with their own ideas to be the energy citizen that we are all looking and want to promote. Yeah. And so what really is for work when I go around and see is copying and printing. So a lot of people copy and print what is really not needed and they land into recycle bins, yeah, if they are the happy ones to be recycled. So so basically everybody can develop their own ideas, yeah. And you could also build teams within your organization, yeah, so that they can come up with, they see the areas, they see what needs to be addressed, and then they can encourage people to just participate. So just a brief recap is make your community resilient by getting everyone involved. We all have our share to contribute to improve business, economy, and life quality for everybody. Local actions, as we all know, have global impact and also vice versa. So that, with that, I would like to share with you my contact information. And thank you for the opportunity to be a part from this WGN global event. I started also remote consulting. So to go just with the flow, everybody is trying to work from home and computer. So feel free to contact me if you have any questions and for individual discussion or consulting. I have a phone number, Skype, and Zoom scheduling can also be planned for. So that is basically my presentation, and I appreciate your time.
No, thank you. Thank you so much. And this was quite interesting. And really, we will, if you send this presentation, we'd be happy to add it to the website also in our project section. So others can see this. If you have a PowerPoint or just like a PDF people can download, we'd be happy to share this. Now, let me just ask you, unfortunately, we don't have an outside audience asking questions. So I'm your audience.
That's good for getting started. I'm totally fine with that. Yeah.
I'm just wondering, this is it's a very comprehensive presentation in a very short and dense site. Now, it's dense time frame. So it's quite interesting. I think people really have to go through it step by step to really understand what is the message here. Now, when it comes to travel and tourism, and our listeners and readers, many of them are in the travel and tourism industry, they're not in Hawaii. How would you say this concept could be something what is interesting for the rest of the world, and where would it be interesting? Is it mostly for island nations? Is it for anyone, or how do you see that?
For anyone, actually, because you know, I had another meeting with a company from Switzerland, yeah, and even people from Europe. They thought that looking at how everyone can save energy, especially for areas in East Europe, they are not really familiar with the concept of energy saving, yeah, which is embedded in renewable energy. For tourism, it is important because the facilities and the operation, there are so many areas as I go around and see, they have a lot of waste in energy. When we make the facilities more sustainable and address the energy loss, so that is also an economic budgeting issue that a lot of facilities have, yeah? So that is what I am seeing when I go around and see that there are many small steps that can be taken to save energy, which has a big impact on the cost, yeah, and the budget that they have available. And people tend to not see the operation cost, which is can really open doors to so many other investment areas. Yeah, when you save here, you can put it towards something else. Yeah,
and these are projects that could be done on the micro level, and they could be done on the macro level.
Basically. Absolutely, yes. You can really start small, and that is where I think most remote. So the remote has two different areas. One is how you want to get started. The other one is some people want to select from which energy resource is more economical for them, yeah, in order to also look in the future, yeah, and the changes that they need to make, what is available now, how they can make a plan to it can be 5 years, 10 years, 20 years from now, so that you can basically switch between resources or also remaining compatible and improving the facilities and operation. Yeah.
And what do you do as a company or as an operation? You consult governments and also the private industry, like yourselves. Are these also your clients, possibly, or who are your
clients? My clients are commercial and residential, both. Yeah, and you know it depends on if it's a remodeling, if it's just to address energy efficiency, being more saving. Making some savings for other implementations for the facilities. Yeah, it's building operation and it's energy saving, which will usually have an impact always on an entire entire business operation. Yeah, because it shows you different perspectives from how you can address things. It also is a change within the staff. Yeah. Because they develop a different understanding of how things can work, and how what they could do and provide their share for being more more aware, regardless of the energy resources, just being really more aware that in every action that we do, as we are also speaking, there is an energy source to it,
Right. Now, what is interesting also within the opening for the World Tourism Network. We're going to do a relaunch, and I don't want to jump the gun because we haven't really announced it, but it will be announced by Professor Jeffrey Lipman on December 10th. So if you listen to it before, we haven't announced it. If you listen to this one after this, you may have heard the announcement. And this is to reposition the International Coalition of Tourism Partners into a coalition of climate change to fight climate change. Is your concept, I would say, is very important for the climate change discussion, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, because I mean, this is definitely that the climate change is based on our energy usage, and the impact, fossil fuel and renewable energy, which is not without impact. Yeah, we have to be aware of that. Yeah, that's why I'm always saying that. Just switching between sources without changing our understanding behavior, we're gonna run in the same problem. So we have many energy resources that can be used. We can avoid even if it's a greenhouse gas emission, if we have to transport the energy, it's even more pollution as using that locally. If countries have that available and can have switched to several energy resources. Yeah, that would be the best. That's ideal to also secure energy availability, especially for businesses, that they are not only relying on one source of energy, so that you can always switch depending on the availability. And if it's climate change, if it's the emission that we are looking at, so that you have several resources to tap into if needed. So I think that is, and towards more energy equality for everybody.
Okay, so this is quite fascinating, and it's very timely. Because I think specifically in the travel and tourism industry, we are rebuilding the normal. We don't know what the new normal will be. And definitely climate change, energy efficiency is a big part of the future of the industry. And I know right in Hawaii, we're very sensitive to such issues. And hopefully you will participate at future events and maybe also in our new climate change discussion. What will be led by Professor Lipman in Brussels. And I would love to see a lot more of you. And thank you so much for your comprehensive and very dense presentation.
Thank you. I hope everybody could take a little bit of information, useful information for themselves out of the presentation.
No, I'm sure we can. And it was really nice having you here. And I hope you celebrate the rest of our launch event. For those that wanted to see what else is broadcast and other events up, just go to wtn.travel. You can click on the big banner our monthly launch here in December, or you can go to wtn.travel/expo. Now, if you need to listen to any of our presentations later, you'll find them all on livestream.travel or on worldtourismevents.com. And we will repeat many of the sessions, including this one, from now on till the end of December. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I hope so. We see you again soon.
Yeah. So I will just find a way to provide you the presentation that you can put it online. Yeah.
Perfectly. We do this. Okay. We send it to everyone who's on our future panel discussion.
Sounds
Aloha,
good.
And thanks. Talk to you soon.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye. Aloha.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to another edition from livestream.travel. We will be back with more updates from eTurbo News soon. If you have any questions or you like to be featured in one of our upcoming editions, simply go to livestream.travel and click on contact. For more information on the Travel News Group, publisher of eTurbo News, Hawaii News Online, Travel Wire News, and many others, go to travelnewsgroup.com. Thanks again for listening. We'll be back soon.